We are up to Simon Yutas Sif Sif Hey. Okay, it's on page Kuf Chof Aleph. We're running down out of pages. Okay, running out of pages here. Again, Kuf Chof Aleph Yutas Hey Maschil Loimar Talamata Betilos Arvishel Yoim Shishim Li Achar Tkufas Tishrei. When is the equinox? Equinox is either October 7th or October 8th, is that correct? October 7th is the equinox. The equinox is called the Tekufa of Tishrei. 60 days after the Tekufa of Tishrei is when we begin asking for rain. Now why, and what date is that? What is 60 days after October 8th? It is December 5th. Okay, look in the calendar. It's December. The year before was 29 days. It's affected by a leap year. The year before that will push to, I think, December 6th, right? Now it's always going to be 5th or 6th, not anymore 4th or 5th. It used to be 4th or 5th, now it's 5th or 6th. I'm not exactly sure I'm saying it's correct. But it's whatever in the calendar, whatever it says in the calendar, whatever we do, I have to go look up the calendar. But the point is, there is the equinox, the time when the day and the evening are exactly the same. That is the Tkufa, Tkufas Tishrei, the equinox. Six, Chazal made a calculation in Bavel. And this is only for Bavel. This calculation was not made for America. It was made for Bavel, Chazal, and the Chazal. They were living in Bavel. The calculation was that the lands of Bavel need rain exactly 60 days after the equinox. And that comes out to be approximately equinox 7th, 8th of October. 6 days later is going to be December 5th or 6th, 4th, 5th or 6th. And that is when we are going to be mispalul for the same Talamata.
And they made that calculation. It was November 22nd.
It was November 22nd.
Yeah, the old Svarim say November 22nd is the same Talamata.
Yeah, yeah, okay, cool.
They changed the calendar.
Manipulated the calendar. Okay, so this is the rule of saying the same Talamata. Now, it's interesting that exactly when is the equinox? So we just look at it as a day. But it's not really a day, it's a precise moment. It's a precise moment in time when we reach a certain point during that day. And that point in time can happen in the middle of the day. So theoretically, if you really want to follow the exact moment of the equinox, it's not necessarily a day, it's a point during the day. So if theoretically, for Ma'ariv, you won't say the same Talamatar, and for Shacharis, you will. Or for Ma'ariv and Shacharis, you do not, but Mincha, you will. Because if you want to actually go into the nitty-gritty, into the exact moment of time when the sun and the moon, when the equinox is b'diyuk, it's not October 7th, it's a day. It's a point during the time of the day. But halacha l'maisa, we don't do that. Halacha l'maisa, whenever that calendar day is, we giving you the entire day. We count 60 days from that point to the Zman. So then look at now with that in mind, let's see what it says over here. Maschil Loimar Talamata Bethilas Arvis Mairiv Shoyom Shishim the Achar Tkufas Tishrei Vuhubiyom Dalit Oihe Lechodesh December. The Oimrim al Pesach, and we say this until Pesach, and Pesach is when we stop saying Ma Shivrich Morag Hashem. On Pesach is when so when's the first time you omit? When is the first time that you will have an opportunity to omit Talamatar? The first night of Chol HaMoed. Because the Yom Tov, you anyway not be mivakish Talamatar. So that's when you will begin to omit Talamatar Levracha, the first, they always give a clap in Shul by Ma'ariv on Ma'ariv, the first night of Chol HaMoed, don't forget not to say the same barach. You have the same exact problem. You can't make an announcement. You can't make an announcement what not to say. That's not nice. So you make an announcement what you should say. So the announcement is same baracha. You don't make an announcement. Don't say the same talumata. That's an insult to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You make an announcement. It's now time to say the same baracha. Now, let's review this basically. Why is there, when it comes to Mashiv Haruch and saying, we have different Zmanim? We begin to be Mevakesh Mashiv Haruch and Morid Hageshem on Sukkot Shmini Atzeres, but we don't actually ask for the rain until we get to December, which can be a good 2 months. Right? It can be in September. October, November, December can be a good full 2 months, even more. Sometimes you're already in October. It's not so. Sometimes, most of the time, Sukkot's time is right in the World Series. So you're already in October, right? What's the Nusach for the baseball October? The World Series in October, right?
Right.
So usually
it be in Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, my day.
In your day?
Yeah, that depends on the year.
No,
the
year.
Because you had Worlds.
My day too.
No, because you had the World Series right after the season ended, right. After the playoffs.
Okay, so we have pretty much 2 full months. So the answer is there are different levels. When you say the bracha Mashiv Ruach Moreh Geshem, you're not actually asking for rain. You're being maskier. You're preparing yourself for the future. That now we're coming into a tkufa, a period of time in the year when we will need. You have to warm up to the request. That's an interesting concept, that you don't just come and ask for something outright. You have to be in the right frame of mind. You first. A mazgir, you acknowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of rain. Hashem is one who is mashiv haruach ha-morid ha-geshem, and you practice that concept for 2 months until you get to December 5th, when you actually say, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, we now need it. Now is the time. Turn on the faucet. We actually need the rain. Now that's true, of course, only in Chutz Li'aretz, in Bavel. Now, by the way, in America, we really need rain the entire year round. However, halacha follows Bavel. Since halacha was enacted in Bavel they only needed the rain from the time of December 5th until Pesach, and they did not need rain in the summer. And in fact, having rain in the summer is not good for the environment. That's how the entire world followed. We follow whatever was enacted in Bavel. That's in Mitzias. You have the same concept when it comes to Zmanim of 72 minutes, of Moshe's Mekel, 50 minutes. You can be Mekel when it comes to Zmanim, the day is over. But many things that originate in Bavel stick with us in Chutz Li'aretz, no matter where you find yourself in the world. Of course, the only exception is Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael is Machlekes in the Gemara when exactly they need rain. There are 3 opinions in the Gemara. One opinion says they need rain on the 3rd day of Cheshvan. Second opinion says on the 7th day. And the 3rd opinion is the 23rd day. Different ways of calculating the sensitivity of when the earth needs rain. Halacha l'maaseh, so we follow the middle opinion. We always go down the middle path. And the middle opinion is the 7th day of Mar Cheshvan. So therefore, that's when they begin asking for rain in Eretz Yisrael on the 7th day of Cheshvan. So what's the obvious kasha? Today we live in a global village where people get on a plane and they go back and forth between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Li'aretz. So what do you do if you are a resident of Chutz Li'aretz and you find yourself in Eretz Yisrael on November, on the end of November, when it's already past Zayin Mar Cheshvan in Eretz Yisrael, and they're already saying the same Tal Umato Levracha, but you who live in Chutz Li'aretz, you still saying you're still saying the same Beracha. So that is what he presents here on the bottom of the page, by Braun. Yeah. Let's see what it says here. Maschilin loy mar talamotiv kasa b'shulchan aruch. Divi Eretz Yisrael maschilin loy mar belel zayin mar cheshven. In Eretz Yisrael they need rain much earlier. Lefi she govoyach hi mikol haratzos. Because Eretz Yisrael is a very high land. It does not have moisture, natural moisture from rainwater, from the melting snow. So the Ber Hetev says, what's the common scenario? So first let's discuss one thing. Let's say you are a resident of Eretz Yisrael, and now you make Yiridah. You're on business. You live in Eretz Yisrael. It's now the 7th day of Cheshvan, and you began to ask for rain in Eretz Yisrael, and now you're in Chutz Li'aretz. So Chutz Li'aretz is not asking for rain. To me, Shiyotza mi Eretz Yisrael l'Chutz Li'aretz, to das ha-pri chodesh, the im daite la'achzor b'shana zo, shoyel k'vei Eretz Yisrael. If your intent is to return to Eretz Yisrael within a year, okay, within 1 year, then you shall continue doing like they do in Eretz Yisrael. The Imlah, but if you're not planning to return there for a year, you have a visa that allows you to stay here for more than 1 year, and you're not going back for more than 1 year, then you should follow the Minhag HaMedina, the Minhag HaMakom, and you should not ask for Geshem until December 4th or 5th. The Imlah Shol Kibbele Chutz Li'aretz. V'das Kam G'dolim, the Tomit Shoyel Ba'ois HaMakom Shehu Sham. Many G'dolim disagree, and they say you always ask, follow the Minhag HaMakom. Rav Moshe does not follow this. Rav Moshe Feinstein says that if you live in Eretz Yisrael, he's even more meikle. He says, even if I'm not mistaken, even if you're planning on staying in Eretz Yisrael in Chutzar, it's more than a year. But if you have a wife in Eretz Yisrael, or you have property and you're not planning on seeing them for a very long time, bye-bye, I'll see you in 2-3 years, I need a vacation. So it doesn't matter, since you do have a wife in Eretz Yisrael or property, then you should do what you do in Eretz Yisrael.
The reason that they were saying, I don't know, but I'll explain that, is what you go by is if you are benefiting from the rain, when we're in Eretz Yisrael, you go with what you're
well, you're getting benefit.
In other words,
your wife
you,
is,
had, you went there from the rain.
Interesting, because you have a wife there.
That's the way it was explained.
Okay, that makes sense. However, he does bring down that it's not so simple. Like everything in halacha, there are so many different opinions. That's coming. So he brings down that it's very common. Very common minhag is you do whatever they do in that place. If you're part of Chutz Liaretz, and if you're living in Chutz Liaretz, and you're going on a trip, you have a midwinter vacation. It's not midwinter. End of November is not midwinter. But if you have some break and you're going to Eretz Yisrael during November, end of September, November, you should say the same tal umato levracha like the minog hamokoim. That's what he brings down. That's kama gedolim. Od kasav the ben Eretz Yisrael hanim sabi yiroi v'zayin mar cheshven v'hiskel l'shol v'yachkach nosal l'chutz yaretz v'sham lo yamim oid kevan. They no longer say it. Kevan shehischil the beisoy by then will be Eretz Yisrael. Yase kim min hagoy gam lehala. One more time. The ben Eretz Yisrael hanimsa bi iroy bezayin mar cheshvan vehischil lishol yakach nasa lechutz yaretz v'sham lo yamim oid kevan. So this case, everyone agrees. Okay, this there is no disagreement. If you already started, there are two different cases, but if you already started saying the Talmud and Yisrael, and now you continue. The case that we mentioned before is where you're not there, right? You are a resident. You have an Israeli passport. You have a wife. You have children. You have assets in Eretz Yisrael, and you are. For the Moadim, for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot, you are in Chutz Liaretz. And you keep on staying. You stay in Chutz Liaretz. Now it's Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, and you're here for another month. And now it's already the eighth day of Cheshvan. And your family back in Eretz Yisrael is already saying the same Talmud Levracha, but you're over here in Chutz Liaretz. So that's a dilemma. That we mentioned before, there are different opinions. Some say, no, you should follow the Minhag HaMakom. Some say, no, that since you have a wife and you have children, and you have assets, you should already start saying the same Talmud Motar once you reach the Zman of Zayin Cheshvan. But, in a situation where you were already in Eretz Yisrael when Zayin Cheshvan came, and you started without any question to say, and now you got on a plane on the 8th day of Cheshvan, you went to Chutz Liaretz, L'chol HaDeos, once you already started saying, you keep on saying the same Talmud Motar Levracha.
What happens if you go to the Omer?
So then there's no question. You have to do what they do in the tzibur. That's a pasha. That's pashad ma'ot. That if you go to the amud, then you have to say the minig hamakom. That's pashat. V'nir the ben chutz liaretz shechosh haya be'eretz Yisrael. Also, vice versa. Let's say you're ben chutz liaretz. You are learning in yeshiva or whatever you're there, and you're there during zayin shayi be'eretz Yisrael v'hischel l'shol v'yachakach chazar lebeisa lechutz liaretz v'lo yigi oitz hazman chutz l'shol beze in shayich loymar. So this case, this is also similar when he says that, let's say you're in Eretz Yisrael, okay, let's assume that we're going to follow the Minhag HaMakom, that seems to be a very well accepted halacha, that if you find yourself in Eretz Yisrael on Zayin Cheshvan, and everyone around you is saying the same Talmud Motar Levracha, so you're going to follow the Minhag HaMakom, you're also going to say the same Talmud Motar Levracha, even though you don't have a wife, and even though your wife is in the States, and even though you have no property, it doesn't matter. That's a well-accepted halacha that you can inherit your soul. You follow the Minhag HaMakom, the same Talmud Motar Levracha. And you start. And now, on the 10th day of Cheshvan, you go back home. So, you'll say, since I already started to say the same Talmud Motar Levracha, let me continue saying the same Talmud Motar Levracha. Absolutely not. Here you don't say that concept, because since over here you're back home, since here you're back home, this is where you live and you have nothing to do in Eretz Yisrael anymore, and this is your makom, that far we don't go to say that you can continue doing well. The only time we can say this concept, once you start, you don't stop. If you're primarily a resident of Eretz Yisrael, and you belong there, and you're going to go back there, and you've already started to say, oh, you've already started to say, and you're going to go back eventually, then continue saying. But if you're not going back there, you're part of the B'nai Chutz Li'aretz, and the only reason why you said was because you found yourself there at that point in time, that's not an excuse to continue saying. You have to stop saying when you come back to the States. Aklim. What does that mean? Ulchein. It's only because of the climate. V'chein b'damesek. V'shem mekaymos hasmuchim l'gvul Eretz Yisrael. V'teva. And I think the word means the climate. Shalohem. Doime le aklim Eretz Yisrael. Shoylim motor b'zayin marcheshen k'mavi Eretz Yisrael. So if you're in Eilat, if you're in parts of Eretz Yisrael which are questionable, right on the outskirts, it could be even in Egypt, Sinai. Or you're in Jordan, if you have places which are on the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, which clearly do not have the status of Eretz Yisrael, it doesn't matter. You still say Zion. Because being mispalel for Geshem on Zion is not a din that depends on the sanctity of the land. It depends on the climate of the land. And if you are on a bordering land that does not have the sanctity of the land, but has the same climate, you still ask for Geshem, you still say the same Tal Umotor Levracha. There are Svarim that elaborate and they tell you the climate, where exactly, how far this goes. There's a tradition of how far it goes. And I guess you find yourself in these lands, they'll tell you exactly what to do. Because not so like in Eilat. Eilat is a very big problem. Even Gaza is a problem. Is it like, no, talk about 2 days Yom Tov. Do they observe there? Sake of the Yoma, Chuma Semaisrois. There are a lot of places that are very famous you associate today, you know, when they the brochures allow the brochures, you know, come to Israel, come stay with friends, and they're showing you places that are not necessarily have the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. I don't mean kedusha in the yeshivisha word kedusha. I mean kedusha in the technical Shulchan Aruch geographic kedusha. If these are very complicated locations, and then you have to get into the shiles and Shumas Semaisrois is an issue. Are you mechuyev to mafas Shumas Semaisrois? Some things that grow there. You have a shaila of shvius. Right, Shavuos, so you have to observe Shavuos in those places. Food can be a lot cheaper if you don't have to observe Shavuos. You have a Shaila of Seker de Yoma, 2 days Yom Tov, 1 day Yom Tov. And now you have a new Shaila of when do you ask for Geshem? When do you start saying the same Talamata? And here he's making a very important point. The law of the same Talamata in these types of lands is not connected to the Shaila of Shemitah, Shuvah Semaisros, and Seker de Yoma. It's much more lenient, it's much more likely they're going to follow the climate of Eretz Yisrael. Yeah?
The bigger problem if you don't stay in the big fancy hotels is finding a kosher restaurant.
Finding a kosher restaurant.
Few.
A kosher.
Few in there,
yes.
Huh?
Very few.
Are they, but,
the hotels?
Yeah.
Yes. But hotels.
But not the restaurants.
Uh-huh. The restaurants.
Right, I understand.
Stay on the strip.
Is that because they're not Jewish or they're chilonim? They're not religious. What?
They're in Israel.
But there's it's owned by Jews, just not yet religious Jews.
Go outside Jerusalem.
Yeah, not. It's not
kosher.
Okay, but I'm saying, but the people who live there.
What?
You gotta be careful in Yerushalayim also.
No, my son's back in America. We don't have any Jews that counts.
Okay, let's go further. Okay, Vav, halacha Vav. Now here we come to some interesting halacha. So this touch home we don't yet say. Vim ta. V'loyamar talamata. You forgot. You said the same baruch. We're in the middle of winter, and you're supposed to say the same in the middle of the summer. I'm sorry. We are in the middle of the summer, and you're supposed to say the same. No. I'm sorry. We're in the middle of the winter. Middle of the winter, and you are required to say tal umatar, and you make a mistake. and you don't say talamata. So what is halacha? Im tovoya matalamata im niskar. So of course, basically, if you completely forget it, you are going to have to repeat the entire Shemona Esrei. But you can save yourself and many different parts of the davening. If you get in the winter, you are supposed to say talamata. You forgot. What do you do? Here we go. Im niskar kodem shiyisim abracha. If you forgot to say it, no problem. In the middle of the bracha, just say it anywhere in the middle of the bracha. You should say the same talamot bracha al pnei adama v'sabenu mitu vecha. Let's say you don't remember until you finish saying v'sabenu mitu vecha. You can say it right there v'sabenu mitu vecha v'same talamot olivracha, and then you can go further. Uvarich shenasenu kashanim hatavos. Now I'm an Avelis now, so I am totally mixed up, because half the time I dive in Ashkenaz and half I dive in Mitzvot Svart, and I cannot keep Cheshrin. And if I take my eyes off the sitter for 1 second, I'm gone. I used to be, I could dive in the whole Shemona Esrei for the only not pure Ashkenaz. I didn't even know one word of Svart. Everything was Ashkenaz. I could close my eyes and I could dive in the Shemona Esrei Chazoros HaShatz failing, and now I'm so confused, I don't know where I'm coming or going. You have the same problem?
I dive Mincha Maariv, I dive
Svar Ashkenaz. You really got to keep your eye on the ball. So here we have a dilemma where a person forgot to say what?
Yes, no good question.
What? Are you mad at it?
I have no choice. I have no choice. The situation I'm in, this is where I am. I can't go make myself crazy to go daven mincha, and this mean, that mean. This is what I got to do.
Is that a goal?
I have no choice.
Exclusively.
I have no choice.
But I'm doing it too.
No, they give you a number.
I have no choice.
Take it, because some people are.
Im tavoy amar talamot in this kaidem shis ma brach am brach shalom im oy mer sham the same talamot around the corners and there's no limit, have another nusach. I have another nusach ari. That's really cool, that nusach. So I go there, I have to really pay even closer attention, because that's a different nusach. But in any event, in this guy, Kodim Shishim Abrocha Mavrocha Vashoshanim Oimer Sham Vesein Talamot Lavrocha Alpne Adama Vesabinu Mitu, is it Mitu Va or Mitu Vecha? Different nusachos. Even among Ashkenaz. We have here Ashkenaz people, I assume. What do you say? Vesabinu Mitu Vecha or Vesabinu Mitu Va? The art school sitter, it says mitu vecha, but in many other Ashkenaz sidurim it says mitu va mapeke. Different nuschos. The art school has on the bottom nusach acher mitu va.
That may be the gra.
I don't think it's the gra. Is the gra?
No, mitu va.
Mitu va? No, it's the gra. I don't know. Could be okay.
I think an
error to
throw the
Ashkenaz. They say mitu va, yeah. Okay, could be. So al pnei adam v'sabenu v'choisim kiroi v'im lo nisker al yachar shechosam abrocha mispalo lehalon u'v'sorech birchas shema kuleinu achar reikom al tishivenu oimer v'sein talamot levroch yato shomei atfila. Now according to the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he follows his opinion. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds that once you say Baruch Ato Hashem Mevorecha Shonim, it is over. That's it. It's finished. The bracha does not linger. Even if you have not yet said the first word of the next bracha, it's too late. So the bracha is over. Therefore, your next opportunity to say the same talamot olivracha is in the bracha of Shema Kaleinu. According to the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, it's not over. Just because you say Baruch Ato Hashem Mivarech Hashanim, as long as you did not say yet the word Teka B'Shofar, the word of the next bracha, it's not over. You can insert right then and there the same Tal Umatar Livracha. It's not over. The bracha of Baruch Aleinu is still lingering until you begin the next word of the bracha. The next word you can say, so Machlekes, the same Machlekes yesterday is a Machlekes here in the Kitz Shulchan Aruch and the Shulchan Aruch. According to Kitz Shulchan Aruch, it's too late. Now say it in the bracha of Shema Koleinu. Now, so let's say, for sake of argument's simplicity, you actually said Taka B'Shofar. Now you have no choice. The next opportunity is to say within the brach of Shema Klein, before you say Kiyato Shemet Filos Kol Pe'amchei Shal B'Rachamim, Te'afilu Im Lo Nisko Ra'oz Rak Acha Sh'amar Baruch Atah. Even if you said Baruch Atah, you did not yet say Hashem's name. You can say at that moment in time, the same Talum Motor Livracha, and repeat Ki'ato Shemei Tefilas Amcha Yisrael Berachamim Baruch Ato Hashem Shemei Tefila Kol Shli Omer Adayin Es Hashem Yochaloi Mar V'Seim Talmato Levracha, and then conclude the Baruch of Shema Kolenu Ki'ato Shemei Aval Imloi Nizkar. Here is the catch: if you already made two mistakes, strike one, you did not say it during the Baruch of Baruch Olenu. Now let's make three strikes. Strike two, you did not say it after Baruch Atah Hashem or Baruch Hashanim. You didn't say it then either. Strike three, you did not say it during Shema Koleinu. Avalim Lanitzkar Ad Leachar Shesim Baruch Shmei Atefila. Baruch Atah Hashem Shmei Atefila. Now, by the way, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you have another opportunity. You can say Baruch Atah Hashem Shmei Atefila, the same Talamot Levracha. Because according to the Shulchan Aruch, once you conclude a bracha, the bracha lingers. So you have another opportunity. So now it's four strikes. You forgot during the bracha itself, you forgot after the bracha, you forgot in the middle of Shema Koleinu, and you forgot after Shema Koleinu. And now you begin with Say Hashem Elokeinu. Now you're really finished. Now you have to go back to Baruch Aleinu. Okay, so if you forget during Baruch Aleinu, don't worry, you'll have another opportunity. But when you miss the second opportunity in Shema Koleinu, or after Shema Koleinu, you have to go back all the way to Baruch Aleinu. Avdim lo nizkar ad lachash shema baruch hashem ekni achoizu b'masl baruch aleinu v'im lo nizkar ad liachash shamar es haposek yihiyu l'ratzon. Let's say you already said Sim Shalom, and you're already in Elokai Nitzar, and you did not yet say yihiyu l'ratzon imrifi, you did not say that pasuk yet, you still can go back to Baruch Aleinu and repeat that part of the Shemoneh Esrei. But once im lo nizkar ad liachash shamar es haposek yihiyu l'ratzon choizer l'roish hatfila. Okay, on the bottom, let's see what it says here. On the bottom, we have a long halacha here from the Shemesh Halacha. The Sefer Shema Kolenu Oimer Talumata. V'zei Yoser Mishalosh Meir Shana Nishal Hagoyin of Chaim Shavsi Nishal Lunki. The Sefer, the following question was asked 300 years ago in the Sefer Shalosh Shuvas Toras Chaim Mimedinas Barzilai. Shumokim Rachok Mikaf Hashavel Et Sadorim Shekoytev. Exactly 20 on somewhere. It's a very high. The
we have this is one of the families in
Barzilai Hagiladi. Barzilai could be comes from there, but it's going back 2,000 years. I don't know exactly. Australia. Okay, let's make believe that this is everything there is the opposite, the other side of the equator. I don't know exactly the terminology he's using over here to describe the longitude. The longitude exactly he was referring to, but let's make believe you have a place, let's assume very simply, let's say you go to Australia, where there, and you flush the toilet, it goes in the opposite direction. No?
That's what they said. It's not.
Well,
oh, really? Okay. No? Same direction? Okay.
What I'm trying to say is that this is what the seasons are just the opposite.
Opposite.
Or our normal seasons.
Right. So
like
that's
South America or
like Australia. Australia, right. So then what do we do? When do you say there the same Talmud Levracha? So we were following Bavel. So you most Achama Lohemi Tishrei Ganis. When is the summer? The summertime is from Tishrei Avyad Nisan. The most Agasham can listen at Tishrei. When you listen at Tishrei, Tzichim Lugasham, Lutzer, Hazram, Repairus, Ilan. They need rain there at different time. Or Mitishrei Gad Nisan, Ein Lohem. From Tishrei to Nisan, that's their summer. From Tishrei to Nisan, that's their summer. It's detrimental. It's the ear deer cannot tolerate rain during that time of the year. The ear will rot, cause some type of decay. There'll be illnesses. What does that mean? Has vara? Bechaz, what's that? Bechazbara. Lahazbir Gishami Nisan Atishre Vishalow. Shalow Lahaz can be Tishre Vanisan. Ad, I mean, basis Teuchen Hash Adkan. Adkan Teuchen Hash She'ela. That is the essence of the question. What do they do halacha lemaisa today in? We can summarize what he says over here.
Yeah, what do
they do in Australia? Okay? So here he goes. Uvitshuva sham hevi dibre haramban. Shakasa de bisharzos hasheela bizman sham motor toy vahogin ba'isamakam. Indeed, they reverse it. In Australia, they reverse it. Ki yesh arotzos lo yaschilu hagsham elo minisan viarzos sheeshtam demarcheshon akaitz hagsham enem elo toivim elo mamt elo mimisin uma abdin. Ve'eich yishalu anshei zeh hamokam geshen demarcheshon. Haloi zeh min hasheker. Vohi yivelas. It's lie and it's a foolish thing to do. V'chol zeh dvar amiti v'goli ad kan divrei haraman. So he paskined that you should do the reverse. In a place in a country where it is actually detrimental, like in Australia, then you should do exactly the reverse. And even one is, look in America. Okay, the place where they lived in different countries, exactly where they lived maybe in Poland, they lived in Russia. In Lita, they lived in different places where it's not bother. Bavel has a very unique environment. It's very difficult. It's very difficult. That's why in America, that's why they are coolest. That if you ask the same talamotel, if you ask the same talamotel rock, and even in the summertime, it's not so bad to ask for rain in America in the summer. And in the summer, we can use some rain. It's not so terrible in America if that should rain. So what even in Europe, in the European countries, in Russia, what's the law? Why don't we ask for rain? We should really ask for rain. The Beis Yosef ask until Shavuos, because they need rain until Shavuos. It's not the proper time to stop asking for rain when you come to Pesach. That may very well be true when it comes to Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, but that's not true when it comes to different lands that they found themselves in. Who Beis Yosef? Shatam Alam Einu Maskin B'Gusham Ad Tzeres Kevin Shagusham Toiv Lanu Oz V'Kos Beis Yosef the Kol HaGedolim Lo Hayru Lo in Sham Beis Yosef, it doesn't matter. The Hela Hagoyin Sham B'Teras Chaim the Bedinus of Barzilai, Ein Lachem Lahaske V'Lishol Gesham Yipesach V'Atzugis.
Brazil is
Brazil.
Oh, Brazil. Okay. So Brazil.
South
Africa. Okay. Ein Lachem. So basically, what he says there is that Lohoru Lo Ayin Sham Beis Yosef. So the base idea is that in America and any land where it's on the northern side of the equator, it's true. We really can use the rain after Pesach. We can use the rain the whole summer. But generally, okay, it's a very difficult halacha concept. Generally speaking, the time when we really need the rain in America and the countries that are on the northern side of the equator are from Tishrei to Pesach. That is the main bulk. It's true, it's not detrimental to have rain in the summer in many of these countries. However, in halacha, you have to draw the line somewhere. Okay, there always is a point where ad kan, and you can't have a perfect world because everyone is different. Every few miles when you travel, it's going to be a different story. You have to follow a baseline. And the baseline is Bavel. Bavel is where the halacha was established. America, the climate in America is not that much different than Bavel. It's different. It's not the end of the world for it to rain until Shavuos, and certainly not in the summer. But generally speaking, there's a general similarity between all of the countries on the northern side of the hemisphere, of the equator, to Bavel. And since you can't be perfect, no one's perfect, you can't start making calculations, everyone should do this and do that, we're going to follow what Chazal and Nathan and Bavel, that is the halacha, it starts and ends there. However, if you go to a part of the world where it's mamish, v'nahapichu, that, Australia, Brazil, that already is a different story. Then you can definitely say that the halacha did not demand that we follow a rule which is sheker and what he calls an ivelus, a foolish thing. And that's what the Rambam says. And that's what the Beis Yosef quoting here from the Torah Chaim, the Medinas Barzili, Ein lechem lahaskir v'lishol gesham mepesach yatzukis mekumar b'shar gumar b'shar alam v'imtshichim lechem mato yishalu b'shamei atzfila. In the event that you live in a country where you need at that point in time, so you should not ask during Borech Aleinu, but ask during Shema Kodesh. So if you find yourself in Brazil or in Australia, somewhere over there, even though it's now the summertime, but for some reason the climate is very complex, and there is a need now at this particular point in the year for rain, ask for rain then, but ask for it in Shema Kolenu. Umechag hasukos ad haPesach shagasham ralchem ein lehem lahaske v'lishol klal av she'anu maskinim. What did it say? I'm going to take a second. Hashem b'lefelu demedis barazlev ein lehem lahaske v'lishol gasham vePesach. Oh, look what he says. VePesach, I made a mistake. Look what he says here. Fascinating. They should ask for rain in Shema Kolenu, not in Baruch Aleinu. Okay, after Ein lechem lahaskir lishol gesham mipesach ad sukkos b'kumah b'shar ha'olam v'imtshichim lechem mato yishal b'shamei atfila u'michag ad sukkos ad pesach shagasham ra lechem ein lechem lahaskir lishol klal av she'anu matzkim v'shalim kevin she'esh nezak lechem chodiv haram ayin sham v'hev yizeh gam v'esh l'avram Oppenheimen v'medinas Australia henhigo agoyin of Nassan Adler mil-London the oil achedim imo shlo lahaske velishol bechayef not to ask in the winter uvekayit sheyesh tam tzarech v'gasham yishal b'shmei tefila kamo bebarzilin like in Brazil uveshnas tofresh nun gimel herich harav Rabbi Avraham Ovar Hershwitz sheilo lahagoyin of Yitzchak Elchanan mikovna ubeir sham teva haaretz. Because of the Hagasham, ain't a mazikin b'mosachar, it's not detrimental. The Heishalob b'kitzer sheyeshilu b'minag medina senu. I don't know the answer. Ask around what they did until now. Do what you were always doing. Av lagoyin b'shmul salanter hiskim lahaminag b'sham tshenhigu hagoyinim hanal luchaminag barzilai huva b'shalshuvus b'savram nitfas b'yushlam shnas tofresh amaches. So basically, what he's saying over here so far is, what he's saying so far is fascinating. That in the southern hemisphere, you never ask for Geshem in Borech Aleinu. Borech Aleinu, Hashem Elokeinu es Hashem, as it's called in Yisrael Salatoyva, the same Baracha. Art School is going to print for them new Sidurim. And in their Sidurim, the Brazil and Australia version of the Siddur, in Borech Aleinu, it always says the same Baracha. Because it's during the summertime, this is the Chiddush. In the summertime, Chazal, whenever Misak, we have to follow the majority of the world. And in the summertime, when there is to show, you don't ask for Geshem. And in the wintertime, you can't ask for Geshem. Because it's a kuchu tlula to ask for Geshem in the wintertime, what we call the wintertime, because for them it's the summer. Oh, but they do need rain. They do need rain in what we call summer, and they call winter, from Pesach to Sukkot. Okay, you need rain? Ask for your rain in the Bracha Shema Koleinu, not in Borech Aleinu. So in the Brazil version of the Siddur, there's an insert in Shema Koleinu, the same Tal Umata Levracha that is recited between Pesach and Sukkot.
Isn't Shema Koleinu also reserved for personal requests?
Yes.
So this may be...
It's a personal request for this country. Yes, yes. Then he goes on further. That's how he passes halacha l'maaseh. That's what he says. He makes it very clear. That's what should be done in Australia. That's what should be done in those countries. Never ask the same beracha, but you should ask for Geshem in Shema Koleinu in the what we call the summertime between in from Pesach until Sukkot. Okay, one more paragraph. That's what it seems. I don't know. I don't know firsthand, but that's what it seems. Ask him. Please ask him. From Australia? Brazil? Ask him. Let's go further. The Ayin, one more paragraph. One more paragraph. The Ayin, Mishal Shem Yirin Atoiv. The Masha Shoyal Meretz Yishol Mizayin Mechidim Archeshon Ve'ein Adover Zed Toli Bikdushas Oretz Ela Be'ela. I'm wrong page. I'm sorry, wrong page here. Umasha Kosaf the Mishpatei Uziel Shloim Motzim Mekor Leminik Shonagu Be'America Hadroimis She'ena Maskim Morin Hageshem Imos Hageshamim. They don't ask for Geshem in the south part of America. You ever hear this before? along the border of Mexico, there was such a custom. There was such a custom, he says, that he found that in America they did not ask for the same talamoto levracha in the south during the winter time because of halacha psuka sheyaskiru morid hageshem v'yishalu talam.
It means in America, not South America.
South America. Okay, I'm sorry. You're right. Because South America. I'm sorry. You're right. Because that's below the equator. Okay. I was wondering why should Mexico, why should down Florida be different?
That's what Phoenix.
Why should Florida and Phoenix and Texas? You have to go ask George Bush. Why should Texas be different? Right? It doesn't make any sense. So he's saying talking about South America. Shainam Shomaski Murray Geshem Yosagsham Lukas of Allah Psuka, Shayaskidu Murray Geshem Yishalom Talamud Kumaranu, Ishtamit says, so he says, I disagree. In the safe called Mishnah Uziel, he says it doesn't make a difference. You follow the world, you follow Eret, you follow the halacha for the majority of the world. You don't follow your country. It must be that he never saw the other poiskim. Ishtamit say, as Divrei HaRambam, the Rambam explicitly says, you don't ask for Geshem on that side of the world. In Barzili, the Harash, the Ataras Chaim, the Eish Lavram, there are four major poiskim that say that you don't ask for Geshem in that part of the world. Mishnah Sel Barzili, let's say you travel to Barzili, Oilo, Australia. How long does it take to travel to Australia by plane?
27
How many hours?
15 and a half hours.
No more.
LA.
From LA.
27 to Australia.
And 6 hours to LA.
So, Mishnah Sel Labar, I believe it's Sakonas Nefashis to go on such a trip. Shinosel Barzili, Oilo, Australia. To sit on a plane so long. The Daitoi Lachzar. The Daitoi.
There's no direct from New York.
No,
nothing.
No,
these are the
LA or Hawaii.
You got to
stop somewhere.
The Daito Lachzar Yishol Ka'anshei Beisoy, the Hagam Ben Eretz Yisrael Habol, Luchutz Yeretz Das, Habigdom, the Sholkim Ben Eretz Yisrael, the Daito Lachzar, Elishroi Poiskim Sulo, the Yishol Ka'anshei Oisa Mokam Shinim Sasham, the Hochab America, Adramis, in Australia, the Ein Lanu Halacha Psukul Zu Yishol Ka'anshei Beisoy. So he ties this into how we started. Let's say you travel from America to Australia, what should you do? So he says, so this is an old shaila. Didn't we discuss the shaila when you go to Eretz Yisrael? When you go to Eretz Yisrael from America to Eretz Yisrael or from Eretz Yisrael to America, and it's between those times, Zayin Cheshvan and December 5th, what do you do? So he brought down, there are two customs. There are two customs. One custom is do whatever you do, the locals, follow the locals, and the other custom is no, where you're planning on returning to. If you're planning on going back, where you came from, do what you plan to do when you return. So he says, since this is a new type of shaila, going to Australia, he says you should do what you do at home. That if at home you say the same talamata levracha between Sukkot and Pesach, that's what you should do in Australia. If you are a tourist, if you are a guest, he's paskening, don't follow the locals. If you are a tourist, you're coming to visit Australia in the middle of your winter, December, and you come there, it's a nice summer day, you should say the same talamata levracha, because you're not having kavana for their matar, you're having kavana for your matar. That is a more mainstream and safer approach to take when you're dealing with new situation, which Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Yaretz, that's already a little bit different, he says. But this, you should follow that custom, okay? We're way over time, we'll stop here. What? No, then you have to follow the minhag hamakom. That's Pashut Adma'ot.